Well, Mr. President, thank you very much indeed for agreeing to talk with us tonight. Let me start on Iraq. Both Britain and America have accused Iran of fighting a proxy war inside Iraq. Is that true?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. من ابتدا سلام میکنم به همه بینندگان خوب شبکه شما و عصر بخیر میگم به همه اهالی خوب کشور انگلستان و امیدوارم شب خوبی رو پشت سر بگذارن. خب این حرف شما یه ادعاست دیگه. ما هم انگلیس و آمریکا رو متهم میکنیم به اشغالگری و تجاوز به ملت و کشور عراق. من فکر میکنم آمریکا و انگلیس باید نگاه خودشون و رفتار خودشون اصلاح کنند.
اونا اگر بخوان شکست‌های خودشون رو به حساب دیگران بذارن،
مطمئن باشن که شکست‌هاشون تکرار خواهد شد.
If they continue like this, their defeat would repeat. We know there is a difference between Americans and the British.
شرایط عراق رو درک کرد و این کنار رفتنش از بصره این کار مناسبی بود.
The British, when they moved out of Basra, it was a good gesture, and we hope it continues.
کشوری هستیم که بیشترین صدمات رو از ناامنی در عراق متحمل میشه.
We are the country that we get damaged a lot for Iraq's insecurity,
because we
two countries are so connected for thousands of years. We have lots of two-way connections, and our security depend on each other's. Let me say one more sentence. Iraq is a great nation, a culturally and culturally rich country, and they are.
In Basra, for example, right, that you support, in southern Iraq. I mean, and therefore, for example, do you regard it as a victory for Iran over Britain that they left Basra?
شما فکر میکنید شما در عراق از ایران شکست خوردی یا از مردم عراق؟
You think that you were defeated in Iraq by Iraq's people or by Iran?
Well, by Iran, by formal forces, revolutionary guards, all sort of people who are supporting the factions in southern Iraq. By Iran.
خب این هم اشتباه میکنید.
It's a mistake of yours.
این باعث میشه که تصمیمات بعدی هم غلط باشه.
That's why the future decisions would be wrong as well. We hope responsible people should understand this, that Iran is against any sort of insecurity and attack, and Iraq is able to defend themselves.
It's very difficult for us to find the division between influence in southern Iraq, where you have a lot because they are your Shia brothers and sisters, and actual military involvement. The British say they have troops killed by bombs made in Iran.
ببینید ما که در همه جای عراق نفوذ داره.
We have influence in all over Iraq because we have good relationship with them. We have good history and sincere relationship with Kurds in north of country. They are very good friends of us. We speak to each other in our private matters. We have good relationship with the Shiites and the Sunnis in there, while the president and the president is a Sunni. We have a good relationship with him, and also the prime minister. The problem is this:
use your influence then to help free the five British hostages who are held there, four security men and a computer technician who have now been hostage for over 100 days. Would you use your influence?
ما میتونیم به حل مسائل عراق کمک بکنیم.
We can help solve many problems in Iraq. We can help secure Iraq. We can help the attackers go out and the invaders go out of Iraq. If American government and British government correct themselves in regards to Iraq, also problems will be solved. There won't be any need for these conflicts. We hope they recognize Iraqi people's rights, and they are there to invade the region. If they don't recognize Iraqi people's rights, this condition will continue. If Iraqi government requests us, right, we are ready to
help. Can we move on then to the nuclear issues? Because today, Dr. Larijani has repeated there will be no freeze on the enrichment of uranium. And immediately, America is calling for sanctions and is going to have a meeting next week, UN sanctions. That's the UN, not just America. What will happen if there are sanctions against you?
This
problem is not very clear. We have to obey or agree with whatever was put to us. But we didn't exercise all the rights that we had. The main problem is the enmity of America with Iran. From the beginning, we said that everything should be solved by the agency. And American opinion is not important for us.
Indicates that you really do want a bomb. And many people would say, well, you probably feel threatened by Israel, by Pakistan. You do want a bomb, don't you?
We do not need a bomb. We are against bomb, actually. There are many reasons that we are against it. In our belief, we are against bombs. From a political point of view, it's not useful,
true,
we think.
Will you take me to Natanza? That place, nobody has ever been further than the front door. But I mean deep down, will you take me there?
Would we inspect their atomic bases, or Americans, would they let us do it to inspect their bases? The inspectors from
let me just ask it absolutely, hand on heart, you do not want a bomb.
Why do we need a bomb? Americans and the British, if they have it,
that's really the issue, isn't it?
What is the use of it? We do not need it.
We have a human solution
for Israel as well. If there is a referendum, general referendum by the people of Palestine, everything would be solved. And we think it's a human solution. Actually, we are
perhaps
against,
as we've mentioned, Israel. You have said that you want Israel off the map. You really cannot accept the existence of Israel.
We do not recognize they are attackers and illegal. But our method is human. I ask you, where is the Soviet Union now? Isn't it gone? It's gone. Without